NPR and WBEZ Chicago. This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. So we're trying to cram in as much fun as we can in the last moments of summer. Time is short, so I recommend listening to this while playing beach volleyball while ziplining at a music festival. Multitask, people.
Earlier this year, Hulu released a show called Shrill, based on the memoir by Seattle journalist Lindy West. We interviewed Ms. West herself in Seattle in December 2017.
So you grew up here in Seattle. You're an actual Seattleite.
Yes, born and raised. My parents and I all went to the same high school, not at the same time.
No, that would have been weird. I was reading your book, Shrill, which is a great book, hilariously funny. And you were a very different person growing up than you are now.
Yes, I was very shy and weird, and I just wanted to hide it sort of under a blanket and never talk to anyone. Like in the book, you know, when I was 8 or something, I just peed in my chair because I was afraid to ask the teacher if I could go to the bathroom. And it wasn't like the first day of school. It was like I'd been there for months and she was really nice.
Let's just put this briefly, you're not like that anymore.
No.
You have this chapter in your book about going to a menstruation festival, which is truly one of the great things ever.
Yeah, it was the red tent moon ceremony.
Yeah.
It was just a bunch of ladies sitting in a fake tent. It wasn't in a real, like, they made a pillow fort, essentially, inside a community center.
Yeah.
And then we sat on the floor and, like, ate Hershey bars.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I know.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I would do that. That would be great. I mean, you know.
No, you're not welcome. This is our thing.
Damn it. You wrote here in Seattle for The Stranger, and you wrote for Jezebel, the feminist website, and you wrote your book, and now you write for The New York Times.
Yeah.
What is that like? Do you have to, like, wear a tweed jacket with patches? Yep. What do you have to do?
Yeah, the failing New York Times.
The failing New York
Times. Failing New York Times, yes.
It is terrifying. So I built my personal brand on, like, all caps and, like, farts and just horrible vulgarity. And I can't do any of that at all.
Oh, I know. When they brought you in, they said, Lindy, we admire you. We think you're interesting. We want to bring your voice to the Times. But there's a few rules around here.
They didn't even give me that talk. I think they were like, come on, you know. You have to have dignity,
right.
You know, and...
Dignity.
I know.
Do you find, because you, of course, famously were trolled a lot on Twitter. You engaged one of your trolls in a great This American Life story and a chapter in your book. But do you find that the trolling that you get from the New York Times is different? is it more sophisticated?
What I get from the New York Times is like, well, I don't delve into the comments, but I do get like 10,000 word emails from, you know, 70-year-old men explaining to me.
Oh God, it's my father, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
It'll be like, here's a few things you need to know about women's lib. Yeah, like, it's actually very charming in a way. It's instead of like 1,000 tweets a day, I get like once a week, I get a couple just tedious emails.
Yes.
It's a different life. It's a new world for me. I am reborn.
I know. Tedium instead of like vicious misogyny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets us better.
Yeah.
Well, Lindy West, it is a personal pleasure for me to meet you because I'm such a fan. But we've, in fact, asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Jesus Christ.
So... You are Lindy West.
I see where this is going.
We're going to ask you about your probable relative, Kanye West.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that coming. Answer 2 questions correctly about the man who gets to wake up to Kim Kardashian most every day, and you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, the voice of their favorite Wait, Wait person on their voicemail. Bill, who is Lindy West playing for?
Carrie Lapina of Everett, Washington.
Now, we were looking into this, and I actually found a column that you wrote, I think, for Jezebel about Kanye West.
Oh, God. Whatever. Okay.
We were wondering when we were coming up with this, we're like, but maybe you're a huge fan, and you'd, like, know all this stuff and correct us.
No.
No.
I mean, I really actually do love Kanye quite a bit, but I wouldn't say that I know things.
All right.
About anything.
Well, we'll find out. Here's your first question.
Okay.
So Kanye West is a huge international star, global fan base. With fans across the globe. In Beijing, his fans call him Kanye, which is obvious, but it just so happens that in the Beijing dialect of Chinese, Kanye means what? A, quote, guy who steals your noodles with his chopstick. B, quote, someone who brags a lot with no actions to follow it up. Or C, quote, essentially TMI.
Okay, I'm gonna go with C?
TMI?
Yeah.
No, it was actually B. Kanye is an idiomatic phrase meaning someone who brags a lot with nothing to back it up.
That's so on the nose.
I know. I was like, it can't be that one.
What did it mean before Kanye?
Yeah, I know. All right, you still have two more chances here.
Okay.
In 2008, Kanye went to jail briefly for destroying a paparazzo's camera. Who did he call with his classic one phone call? A, John McCain, mistakenly thinking he had been elected president and might be able to help him. B, the paparazzo himself, asking him if he had gotten a good photo of him coming for the camera. Or C, he used his one phone call to order Chinese food delivery to the jail.
I'm gonna go with B.
You're gonna go with B?
He called the
paparazzo? Who he had just attacked.
C? Is it C?
Like
I C. really want you to win the thing. Everyone seems to be yelling at me. Okay.
Again, not something you're not used to.
I know,
so.
It's true. I feel nothing. But
just because you're emotionally numb to it doesn't mean you won't listen.
Okay, I listen. I will go with C.
You're going to go with C, and you're right. In fact, you already said it. Why not? All right. Here's the last question. If you get it right, you win everything. Everything there is to win, you will win if you get this right.
And if she gets it wrong?
Terrible things. Humiliation, awfulness.
Okay.
Last question. Kanye recently was quoted by his own wife saying that something doesn't get enough credit. What was it? A, pollinating insects. B, Art Garfunkel. Or C, his own wife's boobs.
Oh, you guys sound split.
I need you guys to be unified in your murmuring.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have a feeling? Do you know?
My inclination would be C because. Because Kanye loves.
Yeah.
I mean, those boobs are amazing.
What else would they talk about?
Seriously. Exactly.
Okay, I'm gonna go with C.
And wife. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the quote. Kim told GQ magazine, quote, "Even though I'm an ass girl, Kanye always says my boobs don't get as much credit as they deserve." Unquote. Bill, how did Lindy West do in our quiz?
She got 2 out of 3, so she's a winner.
Congratulations! Yes. Lindy West, thank you so much. She's a contributing op-ed writer for the New York Times. She's the author of The Shrill. Lindy West, thank you so much for being on with us on television.
Thank you.